What's up, Aaron?
Hey man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, that's good. It's a
That's cool.
little winter wonderland here.
Oh yeah, it's
Oh
cold
yeah,
there.
it's cold, yeah, and we're getting lots of big fat snow flurries.
Oh, nice,
Yeah,
nice.
it's kind of nice.
Did you get a white Christmas?
Not really, no.
No.
No. How about you?
No, it has hardly snowed at all. It's actually really sunny today.
Wow, that's can't complain too much.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
So we're talking world records, old people.
That's right.
Old people, the
We are
oldest
indeed.
person to live, the oldest person to have ever lived. And now just everything's been thrown upside down.
Right.
What do you do? What are we supposed to do? Who do we look to? The world no longer has an oldest person.
Oh, there's always an oldest person.
No, it's done. It's finished.
I don't think so, man.
It's all done. What are we going to
There's always somebody.
do? No, that's not the way it works.
Actually, like every month, I think, or every other month, it seems like the oldest person in the world dies. Because as
But
soon as that person, yeah.
they'll never be the oldest, because that was Jean Calment.
Oh, you're talking about oldest ever.
The oldest ever.
Oh,
We
the
don't have
oldest
one
ever. Well,
anymore.
it depends on what sources you believe.
No, she died. She's gone.
No, but I know that. But what I'm saying is, like, there are all kinds of written records of people living into their, 140, 150, but it can't be verified because it's from such a long time ago.
Well, I mean, people in the Bible, I think they lived to like 500.
Exactly. So when you just never know, do
But we're
you?
talking the real deal. And
Okay.
now it's like,
It's been
first there's no Santa Claus.
right.
And now there's no oldest person in the world.
Right. What are we gonna do? What's this world coming to?
Jean Calment. Well, I
Right.
mean, I don't know. I feel like we've besmirched her possibly good name.
Yeah, we don't know,
Nobody
do we?
really knows.
Right.
I mean, even this guy, this Russian mathematician, Zach,
Right.
and the Russian doctor. It's not like they have some cast iron proof.
Right, of course.
But they do point to a lot of suspicious stuff.
Yeah,
The
and the fact that
most fishy, the most dubious one is that she didn't that she had her photos burned.
Oh, right.
Apparently, the archive in her hometown requested some of her old photos, and supposedly she had them burned.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite possible that given the fact that her gerontologist, couldn't believe what she was physically able to do at the supposed age of 120 or whatever it is, that she was able, compared to other centenarians, she was just in, so much, her body was so much younger looking.
Yeah, that wasn't clear to me whether that
Yeah.
was her gerontologist or just a gerontologist who had studied her
Oh, I
records
see. I see.
and her history.
Yeah.
I don't think it was her personal doctor,
Right.
but apparently from the records he found that she was able to do things that, and there's loads of video. She was very famous when she was alive.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, she was able to do all these things. She's riding a bicycle at 100 years old. She's got all this energy. She's really quick-witted, very active. She dabbled in all kinds of things. She dabbled in painting and fencing, and yeah, quite unusual for her age to be so active.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, that's what being active is one of the key, well, what some would say is one of the key factors in longevity.
Yeah.
Staying active. That's
Yeah, keeping your mind active. That's
yeah.
why language learning, I think, is such a great thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That guy, we did a, I think we did a lesson on this a long, long time ago, but Dan Buettner's Blue Zones pointed out a number of different factors in a long life. And in addition just to being active, one of them was, and one of them was have a life purpose, and what the Japanese call an ikigai.
That's right. That's
And
right. I remember.
Yeah, it kind of makes you reflect a little bit. It's like the what's that thing that gets you up in the morning and keeps you going? I mean, obviously she probably had something like that to have to be so energetic. Yeah.
Or maybe it was just scamming the government for escaping taxes.
But wasn't that at the, I mean, wasn't that at the very beginning of her life? Like when
Yeah,
she
I
was a
think
young
that was
woman?
probably, I think her, yeah, she must have been. And that's that her defenders actually make a point about that. They say, if this is true, that means her whole family went along with it and all her friends went along with this ruse. And her whole hometown, there must have been loads of people who knew her mother, and apparently they looked different. That was, well, that, but that's one of the things that these Russians point out. They're different height, the hair color is different, the eye color is different, the facial features are different. And apparently her height, she was only 1 inch shorter than her mother's recorded height.
I see.
And at that age, at 120, you should have lost quite a bit more than an inch, apparently. So that they also pointed out as being a little bit strange.
Yeah, a little fishy. A little fishy. Well, speaking of strange, I thought it was interesting this this guy who I can't remember.
Emil.
Well, yeah, that's right,
Emil.
Emil, who kind of he feels that age, you know, is something that we should be able to identify with, whatever age we want to.
Yeah, it's just
Even,
a number. Why should that pigeonhole you?
right. But in his case, like I think he wanted to actually legally, right,
Yeah,
identify,
well,
like.
I mean, that's the part where it gets silly that he said that he didn't. He said, okay, why? If you feel young, then just act young, be
Exactly.
young. He said, no, I'm trying to do this online dating and nobody wants to date an old man. And I wonder, is it true that nobody wants to date an old man, or is it true that he was just interested in younger women and they don't want to date an old man?
Yes, that's
I mean, I'm sure
probably
there's probably
true.
plenty of 69-year-old women that, he's a
Of
good-looking guy
course.
and very charismatic,
Right.
and I think he's like a self-help guru. So I'm sure he would have no problem finding women his own age. I wonder if
Right.
it's just that, he's looking at. So it just seems silly that he says, I don't want to lie.
Right.
I want to put my real age. But it's like, it doesn't matter if a court says that. It's still not what normal people define as your age.
Right. Well, okay, but with his argument, what he's arguing is that, you know, transgender people, for example, can legally change their gender, even though others might recognize them as being male, if they identify with being female and they take the necessary, you know, drugs and procedures to actually physically change their gender, that he should be able to change his age.
Yeah, but I guess there are some legal ramifications. So that if you say you're born a woman and you identify as a man, I guess you're barred from doing some things that only men can do. I don't know what that might be, like maybe serving in combat in the military or using a men's bathroom, or I don't know. I'm not
Well,
sure there's
I
certain
think
legal
there's
things.
already a some kind of controversy. I'm sure this has happened in sports where
Yes.
a male changes to a female and then competes as a woman and dominates. I read something recently where there's an issue, and I can't remember which sport it was, but there were
Well,
female athletes speaking out against it, that it wasn't fair.
yeah, I know there are some in combat sports. I don't know if it's mixed martial arts or boxing and that. I mean, generally, my feeling is, do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting somebody. If you want to identify as something that is, non-traditional, not what you were born as, what do I care? But in that situation, that if you're a man and you transition to a woman, even if you're taking all the hormones and you have all the surgery to snip and tuck and reform and change your hormones and change your personality, even if all of those things change, your bone density apparently mm-hmm. does not change.
Right.
So a man who becomes a woman is still going to have these denser bones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give them a real advantage when it comes to combat, like boxing or,
right.
You know, the strength of your wrists.
Mm-hmm.
I think directly the circumference of your wrist directly has an effect on how much force you can apply when you punch somebody.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's a little tricky.
Yeah, when the stakes get high and when it's highly competitive and there's a lot of investment of time, energy, and money, yeah, sure, people get upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I think the court has a point. You know, okay, you want to act young, or even you can tell people that you're young, but if you're going to ask us to change your records, then it's just going to create all this confusion.
Yeah. And it's sort of, if, let's say, you know, taking this a step further, if they were to allow him to do that, they set a precedent, and then it becomes a slippery slope. It's like, what other things, can we say that we identify with, or that we actually do identify with? Does that make it okay to change the law and change the structure of society?
There are people that don't identify as either gender. They don't identify as
right, a male or a woman, right.
And they're trying to redefine pronouns
mm-hmm.
and saying that, I mean, there's a whole list of new alternative pronouns for people who don't identify with one gender.
Right.
I think one of them is they want to be called they.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they want to be called there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's some made up pronouns like they.
Mm-hmm.
And in that too, I kind of feel like, okay, you know, I'll call you whatever you want.
Sure.
But in Canada, I think there was a big stir, or there's a big row over. I think they passed a law, or they were considering passing a law making it mandatory, making it illegal.
Uh-huh.
You to refer to somebody with the wrong pronoun.
Wow. That's
like, if somebody said, I wanted to be referred to as they, and you referred to them as he, then you're breaking the law.
Wow.
So that was a big controversy. I think early 2018 or maybe the end of 2017. I don't know whatever happened with that law, but I know that there was a lot of people speaking out against it and for it.
Yeah.
And in a way that would never happen in the US.
Right.
Because, you know, the freedom of speech is so dear to the hearts of people in the United States that I would be unheard of mandate how you refer to somebody.
Wow. Illegal language.
Yeah. but this guy, Emil, he makes the point, like, actually, I'm helping society because I'm going to continue paying into whatever their social security or their pension system is, instead of drawing from the state and giving to the state.
Well, he really must want to date younger women.
Yeah, or he's just a publicity hound.
That's probably more likely.
Great story.
Yeah.
And my workshops, my self-help workshops, could use a little publicity boost.
That could be it.
I mean, he's been all over the news, BBC, you know, all over America.
Yeah,
media.
That's probably it. Yeah. Well, we're talking about him
right.
So you think he probably then does not have Peter Pan syndrome at all?
Is it a midlife crisis? Normally you would say the guy is way past midlife, but I think sometimes you hear about people talking about a midlife crisis when they're in their 60s.
Well, I can see that, especially nowadays, now that long life, becoming a centenarian is much more commonplace, that people may mentally sort of adjust the trajectory or the what they envision themselves as living in terms of, like, I envision myself living beyond 100, even though I know, like, factually that I'm statistically more likely to die, you know, at the age of 80 or whatever. But I see my life as more living to 100 or beyond, because I want to be healthy. I envision health. I envision a positive future. And I'm not even at midlife yet in that case. So I wonder if that has something to do with people's sort of.
Having pushing back when a midlife crisis occurs.
Sure.
But you know what I thought was interesting about Kalman, like let's imagine that she is the real deal, and she did actually live to 122. If that's a fact, then you know a lot of the things that we think about longevity don't appear to be correct. At least there don't seem to be the, at least in her case, weren't the a significant factor. She smoked cigarettes up until 2 years before she died,
But I
even though
want, yeah.
it was only two cigarettes a day, but still they say any smoking is bad, especially on a
Sure,
consistent basis. Her
sure.
whole life
Yeah.
until 120, she was smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And she's eating 2 pounds of chocolate. I mean, maybe a little chocolate is okay, but 2 pounds, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, she was active though. She was riding a bike until she was 100.
Yeah.
That probably is. And she was doing a lot of hobbies, which probably kept her mind active.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of it is just there obviously a lot of luck involved, but just
Her
because
genetics,
and
just really
genetics
good
is huge,
genes.
and that's what I was getting to. It's like just because you're doing some things that have been proven to be not good for your health, that could be offset by genetics. It could be offset by a combination of genetics and a very strong inner energy, a will, if you will, to live, to thrive, to have an interest in life that keeps you going. You're active, you're positive, you've got friends, and you've got a life purpose, and that could override a bit of drinking and smoking and eating sugar or whatever it is.
Right.
But
So you want to live to a ripe old age of 120,
Not
127?
necessarily. Not necessarily. I
Might hang it up tomorrow.
You never know. I mean, I envision myself living a long life, but I don't know that when I get to that age, whether I would want to continue living along. A lot depends on the quality of my life. I feel like I have a very good quality of life. I'm very fortunate to have that, and yeah, I'd love for that to continue. I enjoy life, but yeah, things may not be so good in the future. Who knows? So, yeah, maybe living a long life is not as important as just living a good life,
A full
a
life.
full life, a meaningful life. So, how about you? You gonna live to be a ripe old prune?
I guess it would depend on how capable you were in. I think about people who lose the ability to move, mobility, and the ability to talk. And I don't know that I would want to live if I wasn't able to communicate or move around.
That wouldn't be so fun, would it?
But yeah, I got to stay healthy.
Yeah, indeed. You making any New Year's health resolutions?
No, not a thing.
There you go. Yeah, me neither. I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing. Just a bit of
Keep doing your thing.
exercise. Yeah, a bit of exercise. Try and
Just
stay active. You know, take
doing
the
that
st
juicing.
I'm doing the juicing. Yeah, I'm juicing lots
Nice,
of organic
nice.
green vegetables several times a week. And yeah, trying to stay away from sugars and carbohydrates as much as possible.
Exercise.
Exercise. Trying to get a good night's sleep. It's not always possible with all the workload, but
Yeah, that's a big one, sleep.
yeah, that's a big one. So.
Did I tell you what I heard about daylight savings times and heart attacks?
No, what did you hear?
Maybe I was listening to this interview with this sleep researcher, and he was talking about the importance of sleep for health. And he was saying that during daylight savings time, the time when we lose an hour of when we turn the clocks back,
Yeah, in the
so we lose
fall.
an hour of sleep, there are 20% more heart attacks on that day.
Wow.
And then the day where they roll the clocks forward, so we gain an hour of sleep, hopefully, there are 20% less heart attacks.
How about that? And that fits
It's that
nicely with the
huge.
80-20 rule.
And we're talking 1 hour of sleep, and how many people are deprived much more than an hour?
Sure. Yeah. Lots.
So yeah.
Well, on that note, I think I'm going to go to bed. I think I'm going to go to bed right now.
All right. Sweet dreams.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you next time.
All right.
See ya.